This is Insight from WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. The Louisiana Board of Regents unleashed a 500-plus page report earlier this week about sexual assault. The report shows wide variation in how sexual assault is dealt with on state college and university campuses. State Senator J.P. Morrell requested the report and is now putting together a working group that may wind up crafting legislation to make campus responses to the problem more uniform. Senator Morrell has a sick kid at home, so he's joining me by phone from New Orleans. Hi, Senator. Good to have you with me.
Thank you so much.
In July, you sent a letter to Bubba Raspberry, who's the chairman of the Board of Regents, asking for information about the number of sexual assaults that have been recorded at Louisiana's state colleges and universities going back to 2009, and what policies are in place at each campus to handle those cases. What were you hoping to get out of that initial request?
Well, I filed the request after I read the report by Senator Claire McCaskill that was commissioned across the country from anonymous surveys about the current status of sexual assault on college campuses. And the data that Senator McCaskill was able to collect was great, but it was aggregate data and it was anonymous, so it wasn't specific to any university. So really, once I read the McCaskill report and was horrified by the McCaskill report, I really was looking to get data so that I could see what the current status what was going on with sexual assault in Louisiana on our campus.
Did you get what you were expecting or what you wanted from that request?
In that 507-page report, a couple of important things to note. The first is that when each campus was specifically asked to answer my questions, all of them answered to different degrees, and in almost every instance, part of their response was giving me their complete student handbook. So that 507-page number is kind of misleading because less than probably 80 pages were actually pertinent data. The rest was just kind of spam. I've sifted through that over the last couple of days. Across the board, the first glaring thing that came out of it was that there is no uniform policy amongst all these universities regarding sexual harassment. And the second issue was that all the universities that gave me numbers as far as in the last 5 years, how many instances that they were aware of, the numbers were absurdly low. A great example is in Baton Rouge, the flagship university. There are about 30,000 kids that go to LSU every year. According to LSU's data, they have had 22 sexual assaults over 5 years.
I was looking at those numbers, too, and your inquiry, as you mentioned, followed up on a survey about campus sexual assault that U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri did or commissioned, and that survey found that roughly 5% of the students on any given campus or across the country had experienced sexual assault. So at LSU's flagship campus, that would equal about 1,500 students, not 22. And so it sounds like what you're suggesting there is that the assaults on LSU's campus anyway are being grossly underreported.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't necessarily know at this time with the information I was given if it's some kind of nefarious plot. What I do think is that it's amazing in the last 3 days I have been inundated at my Senate office with personal stories of women who have been sexually assaulted at various campuses across the state. Mm-hmm. And the common theme that I'm starting to get is that they were in environments at universities where they did not feel like they were in a safe place to make a complaint. It was, if not a hostile environment, it was an apathetic environment. In that, on many times in many instances, a lot of these women were, if they did go to a person in authority to ask for advice on what to do, 9 times out of 10, the person they approached, whether it be a faculty member or someone in authority, they didn't know what to do. And in almost every case, the individual did not direct them to report the assault.
What does a uniform policy do that sort of this existing batch of policies? I mean, there isn't a campus that doesn't have one, right? I mean, they all...
Well, they all reference it in their student handbooks with different levels of specific repercussions. But currently, each college has a different way of interpreting what is required in a sexual assault case, but unless you have a uniform policy in place, there's no minimum benchmark. And the example I used was, you could have one college, let's say like University of Louisiana Lafayette, that apparently aggressively investigates sexual assault claims through the campus police and through a variety of research and information gathering. You could have other campuses that just file the complaints away in a folder and allow their student government to hold a hearing whenever they want to.
You know, I was, of course, once a college student, wary of threats to my safety. But what's your sense of how sexual assault or even the threat of sexual assault on campus can affect and does affect the college experience or the education of women?
To be honest, I'm a 36-year-old man. I don't understand, nor can I possibly ever fully comprehend, what it is like or what it was like to be a woman in college. My wife is a graduate of LSU. She's obviously been out for a while, but what's frustrating for her was that they gave you a lot of education as a freshman girl, which you shouldn't do, to put yourself in harm's way. But she was very frustrated because it seemed like in all the education, they put the onus on the woman to not put herself in a get-ready situation.
Right.
They never really said, and guys, don't do these things to put yourself in that situation. Like, I know for a fact, I sometimes speak to young men in college as part of outreach. And after all this stuff came out regarding sexual assault with McCaskill, a point I made to them with the young men, I said, do you guys realize that a drunk woman can never consent to sex? And I swear to you, Amy, not a single one of them knew that.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing the conversations that go forward with the task force that you're putting together and what kind of legislation ends up being brought forth for the next session next spring.
Oh, I appreciate that. It was wonderful talking to you.
It's good talking to you as well. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
J.P. Morrell is a state senator from New Orleans and the chairman of the Judiciary B Committee. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.